Thank you for calling Therapy Well. You're speaking with Freya.
Hi, it's Olivia Gilmore here. I am not sure if I've rebooked an appointment with Sabrina for this month. I just wanted to check.
Absolutely, no problem. Let me have a look for you. Olivia. So, yes, we do have another appointment booked for you. So it's the 17th of October that we have booked. That is the last one we have booked in your series of appointments. Did you want to make some more, like, for the remainder of the year?
I think that should be okay because my schedule is, like, constantly changing. So it's probably good that I just go one by one.
Yeah, no worries. I will let you know that, unfortunately, Sabrina's schedule is filling up quite a bit towards the end of the year. So if they're like, if you do end up knowing a bit, your schedule a bit better, feel free to call us at any time so we can make sure we can schedule you in as well.
Okay. So what was the time on Friday the 17th?
So it was 10:30 a.m. Yes. 10:30 a.m. on Friday the 17th.
Yeah. Okay, that should be fine. All right, sounds good.
No worries.
And then
if you
will just go in for later as well, like in November.
Yeah, let's do that as well. So about 4 weeks from the last one, is that all right?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. And then if these ones don't end up working for you, if it's going to be a bit tight for your schedule as well, we can also do your appointment over telehealth too. So if it would just be better for you to do like, so you don't have to come all the way into the practice, just let us know as well, because we can always make any appointment telehealth.
Yeah, all right.
So the 14th of November.
Yep.
Yeah, so the next, sorry, my phone is being a bit crazy with that. The next appointment available, in November would be the 14th of November at 8 a.m. Would that work for you?
Yep, that would be fine.
Beautiful. I'll just pop that one in.
And would that still be in Mount Gravatt?
Yes, so that one would still be in Mount Gravatt. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's all good.
Wonderful. All right. And then did you have a mental health care plan? Yes. Wonderful. Okay, great.
I do. And I actually wanted to ask about that as well, because I'm not sure if I've been getting my rebate for it. And I don't know how to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Let me have a quick look for you. No, for some reason it isn't assigning that. All right, lovely. In that case, after I schedule this one for you, I will go through and look at your invoices we've had and just change them to Medicare, and you should get your Medicare rebates back from them. Let me just double check that the first one went through right, because it might be that that one didn't go through correctly. It looks like it went through fine. Let's process one now and just double check that those were okay. And then process. Okay. Wonderful. It looks like it's fine. It looks like it was just accidentally missed. So I'm so sorry about that. I'll make sure that all of them have been processed. So you should, you will get a onslaught of Medicare rebates today. I'll make sure your next one
Do I have to go into like MyGov and do that myself, or is it just going to come kind of straight through?
It should come straight through. So it should come back into the same bank account that is linked to your Medicare account. I would go into MyGov and just double check that that is the correct one. Usually it doesn't actually let us complete the claim if it's not, if the bank account isn't linked correctly. So if you if it has processed the claim like this, then I would probably say that it has it sorted itself. But definitely have a double check. If you see that anything is different or weird, please feel free to just let us know, and we can change your bank account details and things as well.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much.
No worries. Did you just want to make that one in November? Are you okay for December?
I'll be away a lot in December, so I might just leave that one and then for next year.
No worries at all.
Also, could you just quickly count for me how many appointments I have had, because I don't know many I've had before my Medicare rebate runs out.
Yeah, absolutely. So your Medicare rebate is for, your Medicare plan is for 6 sessions, I believe. I'm counting this correctly. It looks like it says that 2 have been used. So it means that at least 2 of them have been assigned correctly. Yep. Okay. And that one. Yep. Okay. So we are on 3 of 6 so far. So we only have one more. There's only one more that wasn't lodged correctly. So we had the 6th of June, the 25th of July, the 25th of August, and the 19th of September. I'll be lodging the 25th of August one after we finish talking, and then the 14th will be the 5th one on that mental health care plan then.
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful. So these ones, mental health care plans are a, you get 10 per calendar year, so it will reset in the new year. You don't have to get a new mental health care plan or anything from your GP, not until the end of, not until the sessions run out. But it will mean that when we start back up in January, you'll have 10 sessions, 10 eligible sessions of rebates again, rather than the 4 that would have been in this calendar year. So it can mean that it is a bit better to use that last one this year, so that you have 10 for next year rather than, kind of having it in the same mental health care plan. But you can definitely have a chat with Sabrina about that and see if that would be best for you.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, no worries. All right. Lovely. Can I help with anything else today?
No, that should be all good. Thank you so much.
No worries at all. All right. Sabrina, we'll see you on, when will she see you? The 17th of October. There we go. Yes. 17th.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
No worries. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.